Mysterious Circumstances presents A Classic Tale of Suspense by W.W. Jacobs. The Monkey's Paw.
Yeah, but my boy, got you, I think.
You're a deep un, Dad, aren't you?
Mr. Day's beaten you at last.
Oh, no. Why, he's overlooked my bishop.
I see. Let me have that.
No. Rules of the game.
I don't know with them scientific rules. You tell what ought to be an innocent relaxation.
Don't talk so much, Father. You put him off.
Naughty. Now.
Ooh, after the wind.
I'm listening.
I should hardly think Sergeant Major Morris will come tonight.
Checkmate.
What? That's the worst of living so far out. Your friends can't come for a quiet chat, and we haggle our brains over a confounded game of chess.
Now, Father, Morris will turn up all right.
Lover's Lane, Fulham. All the beastly, slushy, out-of-the-way places to live in. Parkways are bogged, the roads are torrent.
Never mind, dear. Perhaps you'll win tomorrow.
Perhaps I'll win tomorrow? What do you mean? Yes. You always know what's going on inside of me, don't you, Mother?
I ought to, after 30 years.
It isn't such a bad place, Dad, after all. Home life, I call it. Mm-hmm. And so do you, or you wouldn't have bought it.
Oh. Nice job I made of that, too, with £200 owing on it.
Why, I shall work that off in no time, Dad. Matter of 3 years with the rise promised me.
If you don't get married.
Not me. Not that sort.
Oh, I wish you would, Herbert. A good, steady woman.
Lots of time, Mother. Sufficient for the day, as the saying goes. Just now, my dynamos don't leave me any time for lovemaking. Jealous they are, I tell you.
I lay awake at night often, and I think if Herbert took a nap and let his, dynamos run down, all full of would be darkness. What a joke.
Joke? And me with a sack. Pretty idea of a joke you've got, I don't think.
Oh, that's him. That's the Sergeant Major.
I wonder what
yarn he's got for us tonight.
Don't let the door slam, John.
All right. City, quick, right. It's the first time I can hold it against the wind. Awful.
And a mile up the road by the cemetery, it's worse. Enough to blow the air off your head.
Give me a stick.
Yeah. If it wasn't that I knew what a welcome I'd get.
Sergeant Major Morris.
Oh, so cold you must be. Come to the fire, do we now?
How are you, Mum?
Oh, nicely, thank you.
How's yourself, laddie?
Thank you, sir.
On duty yet, eh? Working days now, are you?
Oh, no, sir. But there's half an hour yet. Still on night shift.
Nice hot drink for you, Sergeant.
Thank you kindly, Mum.
Sit down, Morris.
Oh, thank you. Ah, oh, that's good. That's a sight better than the trenches at Chitral. That's better than sitting in a puddle with the rain pouring down in buckets and the natives taking pot shots at you.
Didn't you have no umbrellas?
Umbrellas? That's good, eh, White? That's good. Hear what you said? Umbrellas. And galoshes, I suppose. And hot water bottles.
Oh, yes.
Well, no offence, Mom, but it's easy to see you was never a soldier.
Mother spoke out of kindness, sir.
Well, I know it. So no offence intended. No, Mom. Hardship. Hardship is the soldier's lot. Starvation, fever, and get yourself shot. That's a bit of me own.
You don't look to have taken much harm.
No, Mom, no. Tough. Thomas Morris is tough. And sober.
There you are, Sergeant.
What's this now?
Put your nose in it and you'll see.
Whiskey.
Yes.
And hot, and sugar. And a slice of lemon. No, I said I'd never.
Oh?
Well, seeing the sort of night. Well, here's another 1,000 a year.
Same to you and many of them.
What, not drinking, Herbert?
Didn't go on to being sociable, but my work don't go with it. I've got to keep a cool head, a steady eye and a still hand, or the flywheel might gobble me up.
Oh, don't, Herbert.
No fear, Mother.
Oh, you electricians. Sort of magicians you are. Light, says you, and light it is, and power, says you, and the trams go whizzing, and knowledge, says you, and words go up into the edge of the world, That fair beats me. And I've seen a bit of me time, too.
What, your Indian magic? All a fake, that.
Fake, you call it? I tell you, I've seen it.
Oh, come now, Sergeant. Such as what? Come now.
I've seen a cove with no more clothes on than a babby, if you know what I mean.
Huh?
Take an empty basket, empty, mind. As empty as, what is this here, glass?
Hand it over, Morris, I'll fill it up.
Which was not my intentions, but used for illustration.
I've seen the basket trick, and I've read how it was done. Why, I could do it myself with a bit of practice. Now ladle out something stronger.
Stronger?
Yeah.
What do you say to an old fake here, chucking a rope up in the air, mind you, and swarming up it, same as if it was hooked on, and vanishing, clean out of sight? I've seen that.
You must think I'm stupid.
You mean to say you doubt me, word?
No, he's only taking you off.
You shouldn't, Herbert.
Herbert was always one for a bit of fun.
But it's true. Why, if I chose, I could tell you things. And there, you don't get no more yarns out of me.
Oh,
nonsense, old friend. You're not going to get Shirley about a bit of fun. What was that you started telling me the other day about a monkey's paw or something?
Nothing. Leastways, nothing worth hearing.
Monkey's paw?
Oh, you was telling me...
Nothing. Don't go on about it.
You said you always carried it on you.
Yeah, so I do. For fear of what might happen. Aye, aye.
What's it for?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe me if I was to tell you.
I will. Every word.
Magic, then. Don't you laugh?
I'm not. Got it on you now?
Of course.
Let's see it.
Oh, wait. Nothing to look at. Just an ordinary little paw. Draw it to a mummy. Here, see for yourself.
Oh. Oh, give us a look. Why, it's all dried up.
I said so.
Hark at that wind.
And what might there be special about this old paw, then?
That dear paw. Has had a spell put upon it. By an old fakir. He was a very holy man. He'd sat all doubled up in one spot going on for 15 years, thinking of things. And he wanted to show that fate ruled people. That everything was cut and dried from the beginning, as you might say. That there weren't no getting away from it. And that if you tried to, you caught it hot. So he put a spell on this bit of a paw. It might have been anything else, but he took the first thing that come handy. He put a spell on it and made it so that 3 people could each have 3 wishes.
Don't.
But, mark you, though the wishes were granted, those 3 people would have caused a wish they hadn't been.
But how could the wishes be granted?
Oh, he didn't say. It would all happen so natural you might think it a coincidence if so disposed.
Why haven't you tried it, sir?
I have.
You've had your 3 wishes.
Yes.
Were they granted?
They were.
Has anybody else wished?
Yes. The first owner had his 3 wishes. Yes, oh yes, he had his 3 wishes, all right. I don't know what his first 2 were. But the 3rd was for death. Oh. That's how I got the paw.
Well, seems to me you've only got a wish for things that can't have any bad luck about.
Morris, if you've had your 3 wishes, it's no good to you now. What do you keep it for?
More fancy, I suppose. I did have some idea of selling it, but I don't think I will. It's done enough mischief already. Besides, people won't buy. Some of them think it's a fairy tale. Some want to try it first and pay after.
Well, if you could have another 3 wishes, would you?
I don't know. I don't know. No, I'm damned if I would. I'd rather destroy it here and now. In the fire there.
Hey, what are you doing? Throwing it on the fire.
Let it burn. Oh. Let the infernal thing burn.
Let it burn, Father.
No. If you don't want it, I'll have it. There. So you see?
My hands are clear of it. I threw it on the fire. If you keep it, don't blame me, whatever happens. Here, pitch it back again.
I'm going to keep it. What do you say, Herbert?
I say keep it if you want to. Stuff and nonsense anyway.
Stuff and nonsense. Yes. I wonder. I wish...
Help! Mind what you're doing. That's not the way.
What is the way?
Oh, don't have anything to do with it, John.
That's what I say, Mom. But if I want to tell him, he might go wishing something he didn't mean to. You hold it in your right hand and wish aloud. But I warn you. I warn you.
Sounds like the Arabian Nights. Don't you think you might wish me 4 pair of hands? Make cleaning the house a lot quicker.
Right you are, Mother. I wish...
Stop it! Stop it! If you must wish, wish for something sensible. Look here, I can't stand this. It gets on my nerves. Where's my coat?
Hey, I'm coming up your way to the works in a minute. Won't you wait?
No, I'm all shook up. I don't want to be here when you wish. And wish you will as soon as me back's turned. I know. But I've warned you, mind.
Oh, now, all right, Morris, now. Don't you fret about us. Here. Now, take a little something for the poor.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. Put it in the fire. I beg you. Put it in the fire.
Good night, Sergeant Major.
Good night.
Well, if there's no more in this than there is in his other stories, we shan't make much out of it.
I wonder.
What?
I wonder whether we hadn't better chuck it on the fire.
Not lightly. Why, we're all going to be rich and famous and happy.
Throw it on the fire when you give him money for it. Not like you, Father.
Wish to be an emperor, Father, to begin with. Then you can't be henpecked.
You young scallywag.
I wonder. I don't know what to wish for, and that's a fact. I seem to have got all I want.
Oh, Dad, if you'd only clear the debt on the house, you'd be quite happy, wouldn't you? Well, go ahead. Wish for the £200. That'll just do it.
Shall I?
Go on. Here, I'll play some suitable music.
I wish for £200.
Oh, my God!
What's the matter?
It moved. That paw moved, as I wished. It twisted in my hand like a snake.
Nonsense, Dad. Why, it's as stiff as a bone.
Must have been your fancy, Father.
Well, I don't see the money, and I bet I never shall.
Thank God there was no harm done, but it gave me a shock.
11:30. I must get along. I'm on at midnight.
Don't be late for breakfast, Herbert.
I shall be home as usual. Walk home. Does me good. Be with you about 9. Don't wait, though.
You know your father never waits. Come on, dear. I'll see you to the door.
Good night, Dad. You'll find the cash tied up in the middle of the bed.
It moved, Herbert.
And a monkey hanging by his tail from the bedpost helping to count the golden sovereigns.
I wish you wouldn't joke, my boy.
All right, Dad. Good night.
Yeah.
Come and get your coat on.
Oh, look, what weather. Good night.
Nothing. I just thought I saw faces in the fire.
Oh. Now, come along, Father. What you need is a good night's sleep.
Herbert's got for walking home.
What's the clock? 9:15, I declare. He's off at 8.
Well, it takes him half an hour to change and wash. He's just by the cemetery now.
He'll be here in 10 minutes. Oh, look, there's that dirty monkey's paw by the butter dish. Silly thing. The idea of us listening to such nonsense.
The Sergeant Major and his yarns. I suppose all old soldiers are alike.
How could wishes be granted nowadays?
Ah, been thinking about it all night, have you?
All that rubbish about it's making you unhappy if your wish was granted. How could could £200 hurt you, eh, Father?
Might drop all my head in a lump.
Oh, dear.
I don't see it any other way, and I try to bear that. Though, mind you, Morris said it would all happen so naturally that you might take it for a coincidence, if so disposed.
Well, it hasn't happened, that's all I know, and it isn't going to. And how you can sit there and talk about it. What's that?
Postman, of course.
He's bought a letter, John.
What did you think he'd bring? Ton of coals?
John. John, suppose...
Suppose
it was £200.
Eh? Here. Don't talk nonsense. Well, why don't you fetch it?
But, I'm going to. It's thick, John.
Yeah.
And it's got something crisp inside it.
Who's it for?
You.
Well, hand it over, then. Oh, dear. The superstitious old woman you are. Now, where are my specs?
Oh, let me open it.
Don't you touch it. Where are my specs?
Don't let sudden wealth sour your temper, John.
Will you find my specs?
Yep. Oh, there they are. Take care, don't tear it.
You've gone dotty. It made me nervous. Sir, enclosed, please find receipt for interest on a mortgage of £200 on your house. Do you receive?
That comes of listening to tipsy old soldiers.
What does?
You thought there was banknotes in it.
I didn't. I said all along.
Oh, Herbert will laugh when I tell him.
No, you're not going to tell him. You're going to keep your mouth shut. That's what you're going to do. Why, I should never hear the last of it.
You're right. I shall tell him. You know how you like his fun. See how he joked you last night when you said the pawl moved?
So it did. It did move. That I'll swear to.
You thought it did.
I say it did. There was no thinking about it. You saw how it upset me, didn't you? Didn't you? Why don't you listen? What is it?
Nothing.
Do you see Herbert coming?
No.
He's about due. What is it?
Nothing. It's only a man. Looks like a gentleman. Leastways, he's in black and he's got a top hat on.
Well, what about him?
He stood at the garden gate and said he wanted to come in, but he couldn't seem to make his mind up.
Oh, go on. You're full of fences.
He's going. No, he's coming back.
Well, don't let him see you peeping.
He's looking at the house. He's got his hand on the latch. No, he's turned away again. John, he looks like a sort of lawyer.
What of it?
Oh, you'll only laugh again. But suppose he's coming about the 200.
Now, you're not to mention it again. You're a foolish old woman. Now, come and eat your breakfast. Where is he now?
He's gone down the road. He's turned back. He seems to have made up his mind. Here he comes. Oh, John and me, all untidy.
Well, what's it matter? What's it matter? He's made a mistake. He's come to the wrong house. Is this Mr. White?
Come in, sir. Please step in. You mustn't overlook how being so untidy in the room all anyhow. I'm John in his garden coat. John.
Good morning. My name is Sampson.
Won't you please be seated?
I thank you, no. I think not. I think not. My name is Sampson. I have come...
Perhaps you was wishful to see Herbert. He'll be home in a minute. Here's his breakfast.
Oh, no. I've come from the electrical works.
Why, you might have come with him.
No. I've come alone.
Is anything the matter?
I was asked...
Herbert.
Call.
Herbert, has anything happened? Is he hurt? Is he hurt?
There, Mother. Now, don't you jump to conclusions. Let the gentleman speak. You've not brought bad news, I'm sure, sir.
I'm sorry.
Is he hurt?
I'm afraid he is.
Badly?
Very badly.
Oh, John!
Is he in pain?
He is not. Not in pain.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for that.
Go on, sir.
He was telling his mates a story. something that happened here last night. He was laughing and wasn't noticing, and the machinery caught him.
Oh.
The machinery caught him.
Oh.
Yes. And him the only child. It's hard to... Very hard.
The company wished me to convey their sincere sympathy with you in your great loss.
Great loss.
I was to say the company disclaim all responsibility, but in consideration of your son's services, they wish to present you with a certain sum as compensation.
Our great loss. Our great... How much?
£200.
Jenny?
Yes?
Where are you?
At the window.
What are you doing?
Looking up the road.
What's the use, Jenny? What's the use?
That's where the cemetery is. That's where we've laid him.
A week today. What o'clock is it?
I don't know.
We don't take much account of time now, Jenny, do we?
Why should we? He don't come home. He'll never come home again. There's nothing to think about.
Or to talk about. Come away from it. It's cold.
It's colder where he is.
Gone forever.
And taken all our hopes with him.
And all our wishes.
And all our... John!
Jenny! For God's sake, what's the matter?
The paw. The monkey's paw. I want it. You haven't done away with it.
I haven't seen it since...
Oh, I want it. Find it. Find it.
Here. Here it is. Now, what do you want?
Didn't I think of it? Why didn't you think of it?
Think of what?
The other two wishes.
What?
We've only had one.
What's that?
No, we'll have one more. Take it. Take it quickly. And wish...
Wish what? Oh,
John. John. Wish our boy alive again.
Oh, God, are you mad?
Take it. Take it and wish... My boy.
Get to sleep. I don't know what you're saying.
We had the first wish granted. Why not the second?
He's been dead 10 days and... Jenny. I only knew him by his clothing. If you wasn't allowed to see him then, how could you bear to see him now?
I don't care. Bring him back.
I don't touch
it. Here. Take it. Wish. Wish.
Jenny.
Wish.
I wish my son alive again.
Nothing.
Thank God.
Nothing at all. Along the whole length of the road, not a living thing. And nothing left in our lives, John.
Except each other, Jenny. And memories.
We're too old. We were only alive in him. We can't begin again. We can't feel anything now, John, but emptiness and darkness.
It isn't for long, Jenny. There's that to look forward to.
Every minute's long now.
I can't bear the darkness.
Dreaming.
Where's the candle? And the matches. Where are the matches? We mustn't sit in the dark. It isn't wholesome. Don't take on so, Mother.
I'm a mother no longer.
There now. Go on up to bed. Go on.
I'm a coming.
Whether I'm here or in bed or wherever I am, I'm with my boy. I'm with...
What's that? Rat. The house is full of them. Now stop. What are you going to do?
It's my boy. It's Herbert. I forgot the cemetery was a mile away. What are you holding me for? I must open the door.
For God's sake.
Let me go.
Don't open the door.
Let me go.
Think what you might see.
You think I fear the child I bore? Let me go. I'm coming, Herbert. I'm coming.
Don't he do it. Don't he do it. You didn't see him, Mother, like I did.
I'm coming, Herbert. I'm coming.
Where's the monkey's ball?
Stop. The top ball. Stop. I can't move it. Come and help, quick.
There's a wish there.
Hear him, John. Your child's knocking.
Where is he? Where did he fall?
Help. Will you keep your child from his soul?
Where did he fall? I can't find it. I can't find
the
it.
The boy. Wait. I'm opening the door.
John, forbid. The paw.
Robert.
I wish him dead. I wish my son dead. I wish him dead and at peace.
Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs, adapted by Lewis Parker, featured Jack Watson as Mr. White, Joan Matheson as Mrs. White, Richard Darrington as Herbert, John Hollis as the Sergeant, and Robert Trotter as Samson. The play, recorded in 1978, was directed by Gordon House. The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs, adapted by Lewis Parker, featured Jack Watson as Mr. White, Joan Matheson as Mrs. White, Richard Darrington as Herbert, John Hollis as the Sergeant, and Robert Trotter as Samson. The play, recorded in 1978, was directed by Gordon House.